eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All righty, back 94 WIP. I'm Morgan Rhea Hughes and, of course, Ross Tucker. Looking ahead toward Ross, we mentioned this was a very odd situation for the Eagles. A game that means a lot, might mean a little on the other side. You've touched on guys that come in and kind of show themselves in a last game like this, but this is a weird emotional game for fans to go into with what's going on, especially with the quarterback. What do you need to see? I'm assuming Hurts is playing. What do you need to see or want to see from him?
Well, need to see him leave the game in the same piece that he was when he started it.
Yeah.
Need to see him not make that shoulder injury any worse. That's the need.
Mm-hmm.
The want is to see him look like he kind of looked all year, to see him look comfortable, see him look healthy. I don't know that I really need to see him run very much. And interestingly, if I'm the Giants, I'm not expecting him to run very much, right? Like, the Eagles probably ideally would like to try to win the game and move the ball without having to have Jalen have double-digit carries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect them to have that many designed runs. And, in fact, I'm probably, I don't want to say making him run, but any of the option plays, right, the zone read or the run-pass option, I'm probably making Hurts run and testing out, you know, just how much he really wants to do it and trying to deliver some vicious blows to him when he does. I mean, sometimes I think that sounds like cruel to people, but this is professional football. Like, we're playing for keeps. Remember what it was like when Buddy was here? You know, like, remember what that defense was like? You're not messing around. If you play against – here's what I always say, right? Like, this is probably going to sound bad, okay? But if I was playing offensive line against a D lineman that was on the injury report with a bad knee or a bad ankle or whatever, early in the game, I would cut block him. I would cut block him low just so that he started to think about it and also so that he knew that I knew. And so those guys didn't have to make a decision a little bit. Now, you might really tick them off and they might really, you know, get mad at you, but they also, you know, these guys have careers, they have lives. They have to decide a little bit like, oh, man, this kid's crazy. He's cutting me. Like, maybe they don't come off the ball quite as hard. Maybe they protect themselves a little bit.
Well, Al, it's why they do it, the whole ridiculous upper-lower body injury in the NHL. Because they don't want you to know.
They don't want you to know.
But how do you –
But everybody knows. Don't you all know?
Generally. Generally, no, but not all the time. You can hide some things, and you don't – You never want the guy to know you have the ribs, because that's a real issue in a face-off. But no, I mean, I can see that, Ross. But I look at this game and I'm like, even if you're winning, whatever you really, how much momentum can you gain here?
That's a good question. I don't know that anybody knows the answer to that. And I don't know if there are studies out there that show the correlation between the last regular season game and the first playoff game when there's a bye in between.
Mm-hmm.
I know emotionally I'll feel a lot better about them for the divisional round playoff game if they look good against the Giants. I mean, we all know they have to win the game.
Yeah.
They got to get the number one seed. They got to get the bye. But if they look like crap and they beat the Giants backups by seven and it's like a, you know, it takes them all game and it's not a good looking game.
Panic in the streets.
Yes. Thank you, Rhea. Rhea, you know, Rhea has a real good way, Al, of while I'm being long-winded and like describing something, Rhea just comes in from the top rope. Panic in the streets.
It's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, it will.
We're already the level of concern is really high.
Ross, when I, you know, when we were at the game, you know, I was with my friends on Sunday. It was the downer vibe that was going on in that game was, and I kept trying to remind myself. Number one, it was New Year's Day, and I said, I'm not going to get unhappy. Well, that changed 9 minutes into the game. you know, I didn't last very long. But for a team that's 13-3, I mean, it was a bad vibe. They just because of how they played of late.
Absolutely. In the meantime, two guys that I thought were done, Brady and Rodgers, looked like they may be a playoff problem.
You know what? It's funny that you say that, Al, because I did think there was a pretty good chance that neither one of them would make the playoffs. And now, I mean, the Bucs are already in. Winning the division. By the way, can you imagine if Brady and the Bucks beat the Cowboys in the first round?
Oh my God!
How sweet would that?
That would be outstanding.
That would just be incredible if the Cowboys, you know, because I'm ready to make the joke that, you know, the Cowboys didn't want to win the division this year because they wanted to actually have a chance to win a playoff game and play the NFC South champs. That gives them a chance to actually win a playoff.
Let's just hope it's not the Eagles playing the Bucks.
Yeah, well, you know, it seems
that could happen.
Yeah, that could happen. And also, if everything, like, if everybody holds serve, right, everything goes according to seed, the Eagles would be playing the winner of that Bucks-Cowboys game. That would be their opponent.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, no, and the Rodgers thing, that's the thing, too, Al, is, like, you know, the Niners are the likely two seed. And now they got to play Rodgers and a red-hot Packers team, provided they win Sunday night against the Lions, which is a totally other thing, by the way, that Rhea and I touched on, Al, yesterday on the midday show. Think about this for a second, okay? The NFL could have had, like, Jags-Titans Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner wins the AFC South, winning you're in, blah, blah, blah. They elected to have that game Saturday night. Because they promised ESPN that both Saturday games would have some playoff implications, okay? But in doing so, in making Lions-Packers on Sunday night, if the Seahawks win at 4:25, the Lions are eliminated before that game starts. So think about how mad, like, people, I mean, nobody around here cares, but people in Seattle, can you imagine if that was the Eagles? People in Seattle are losing their mind that the NFL scheduled the Lions game after the Seahawks game so that the Lions can take the field with no motivation, with knowing that they're eliminated.
But their coach is nuts.
Yeah, they.
I mean, the one, you know, I think he would, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I think he would also be out to have something to prove, and especially.
Oh, no, and he's going to sell the guys on
then
that.
You know, like, of all the coaches who could, I think he's crazy enough to be able to sell that.
Yeah, and the NFL trying to put together, scheduling is just chaotic at the end of the year. Detroit, what's Saturday, what's Sunday, who's going to, we're at 4 o'clock, we're at 4 here, right? 425. In this one here. So, I mean, it really is chaotic trying to put together that end of the season, especially now with the wild card that's been thrown in. All right, let's go over to Mount Laurel. We'll go to Zach. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning. I haven't had the privilege of talking to the morning show, so thank you.
No worries. You got the privilege of Ross Tucker, so go on.
I got a bonus. So I had 2 points. First is the Eagles. I think the biggest thing I need, kind of bouncing off of Ross's point, the less designed Jalen runs, the better. We need to preserve him as much as possible and only use his legs when necessary.
That seems – well, you want to see something, but, yeah, you want to – obviously, it's just getting him – it's a bizarre situation where it's got some preseason feel to it. On a game
that really
that,
should be the opposite.
I know.
It should be the Giants have to play their starters to make the playoffs, and the
yes.
Eagles should be able to rest their guys because they've clinched number one seed. This is awkward. It doesn't usually happen like this.
That's a great word for it, Ross. Awkward. It's awkward.
Like, since when is the sixth seed that's not as good the team resting their guys potentially?
Yeah.
By the way, what
is awkward?
What if this is like a voodoo mind trick? And what if, like, the first series – Daniel Jones and Saquon are out there. Like, I'm curious how Eagles fans would feel about that. Would they start to, you know what, in their pants a little bit and be nervous? Or would they still not be worried about it? I don't like the idea, Al, of the Eagles players kind of thinking they're getting the backups and then all of a sudden the starters are out there. Like with this unbelievable like Jedi mind trick.
Well,
I don't know.
If you believe maybe your theory earlier that they didn't think Lattimore was going to play and that was a surprise to them in the Saints game, they better be prepared for everything on Sunday. That they better drill that all into their heads, and especially the coaches.
Well, I can just tell you that they are of course saying, "Guys, we are expecting the starters." That you know, they're absolutely doing that. But that's a weird thing too because you got to say that, but then you also have to sort of game plan like for Tyrod Taylor. You know, like it's that. And by the way, that's the other part about this I don't like is Tyrod Taylor is not some no-name, terrible backup quarterback. Like he can actually, you know, kind of like how Minshew played against the Cowboys, Tyrod Taylor can go out there and do some positive things.
Oh, that'll go over well with the fans of Jonathan Gannon here.
Oh, man, can you imagine?
Yes, I can.
All right, Zach, you want to answer a trivia question on National Trivia Day?
I would love to.
All right, Ava?
From what movie is You're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat from?
Oh, come on.
Oh, Jaws.
There you go.
Got it, nice.
Absolutely. Still one of the greats. And you do indeed get a prize. You get number 6. You get a $50 gift certificate to Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company. We love crabcakes.com. As we go, we've had them in here. They're absolutely terrific. So
you know what, Al?
What?
So I'm 43 years old, okay? And to this day, if I hear the
it's great.
Like, it still freaks me out. Because I, you know, those movies were in the 80s when I was a kid. And in the 80s, Jaws, that was the scariest thing. You know, that was like the first movie that my parents let me watch that was like really scary. And the shark, I mean, it totally freaked you out.
It's the great music.
Yeah.
It still remains. They still play it at sporting events at times when, you know.
Yeah, to get everybody revved up.
Power plays coming up or whatever.
Yeah, Ross, when I was 9, my brother was much older than me. My brother Billy wanted to go on a date with his girlfriend, but he had to watch me. So they took me along for The Shining.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Well, but not when you're 9.
That is incredible.
Nightmares for weeks.
Rhea, no wonder you're so tough.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
That is a great, great movie.
Oh, no, it is. Like, I've watched it as an adult, but as a 9-year-old, I don't really recommend it.
Those two little freaky little kids.
Oh, Red Rum, all that, you know.
The twins that were in it. Oh, man, it's just... That is a strange movie for one reason. I'd never seen before a horror movie shot in broad daylight. It's always dark. This movie was frightening in bright daylight. How do you
Here's Johnny.
So good. All right, we're going to get to Mike and Tom, Jeff, everybody else on the other side. Time of 94 WIP is 8:15.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Eagles will have a walkthrough today as they get ready to play their final regular season game Sunday, 4:25 at the Link, of course, against the Giants. Be interesting to see how much Jalen Hurts is involved today after sitting out the last two games with a shoulder injury, not probably coincidentally, two straight losses for the 13-3 Eagles. Get Window Nation's home show savings, two free windows with every two you buy, plus no interest for five full years. WindowNation.com/home show. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by NJ Diet. Cloudy with occasional rain today, a high of 64. Lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in as little as 40 days with NJ Diet. Schedule your consult today. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or visit njdiet.com. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
All right, 94WIP, I'm Morgan Rhea Hughes, Russ Tucker, and Ava Graham with our update on our question of the day.
And it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet wishes all a happy and healthy new year. Thank you to the Delaware Valley for over 22 years of support. Find your roads to Armin Chevrolet. Should the NFL adjust the schedule so the Bills and Bengals can play? 55% say yes.
55. Okay, so nobody really knows the ins and outs of the moving
going,
the.
Yeah.
And I was just ranting about something, Ross. There's this commercials don't usually bother me on TV, but this one, you know, this Paige Spraniak, I guess her name is, the golfer. I got to admit, she's very beautiful. When she walks in the room, the varsity has entered. But
yes.
It's
she is very attractive.
Yeah,
Al, I've
never heard that phrase.
Oh, no,
Al.
No.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Yeah, here comes the varsity.
Yes. So,
all right, it's like she's dancing on a green on a golf course, and some guy's golfing with his wife starts dancing, taking her picture. I'm like, this makes no sense, and I watch it.
Al, so what you're trying to tell me is that a company is using a beautiful woman to sell a product and you don't get it?
But I guarantee you, most guys are looking at it, even though she's spectacular, going, what the hell is going on?
Rhea, when I tell you, I'm going to kind of do it. So she's just dancing, and she's just, like, moving her hips back and forth.
Like,
and
again.
It's just not talent. It's like, there's no, like, set movement.
It's
she's
insane.
Just wiggling.
It's,
on the, and
okay,
it's,
Al, you're now officially old.
Yes.
And
no,
Ava,
no,
you're a woman.
No, yeah. Rhea, I'm telling you, I guarantee you there's guys in their 20s and the
20s. I have not seen it, so I don't
know.
Preposterous.
Rhea, listen,
sorry to bring you into this, Ross.
I know that I went from varsity to JV, and I blame Bill for getting married. But I'm just saying that I know she's attractive, totally cool with it, but there's like a million different things I could think of for this person to do, and it's just the most bizarre commercial.
Oh, it's so weird.
I got
weird.
On the microphone.
Hot women sell product. I'm putting it. It's going in my next update because apparently you two bozos aren't aware of it.
All right, Ross. She's not a Princeton grad, Ross. Yes. Just in case you were wondering.
I don't care about that at all.
Ross, am I wrong?
No, you're not. I guess I'm sure I've seen the commercial. Oh. I just can't picture it right now. Now I'm like wanting to like look it up, see what the commercial's like.
Lose
but,
Ross for the next couple of minutes.
But it's
you'll
funny,
know
like if you actually just like listen to your audio, like you guys are like, you know, she's just there like, she's very attractive. She's just there kind of like wiggling her hips and I don't get it. I'm thinking they're like, what don't you guys get about this commercial?
Thank you, Ross. Yeah, and Ross, on top of it, I mean, she's wearing probably the least you could wear on a golf course and make it appropriate.
Yeah, you don't usually see high heels on the green. All right, let's go over to Mike in Maple Shade. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Mike.
Yeah, just wanted to say I'm an intensive care nurse, and I think they did a wonderful job on that field. And I agree. Sometimes it's really hard to make a decision in the real time, especially like I see this every day. I think the NFL did a wonderful job. And Ross, you made a very good first.
You're bouncing it out there, Mike.
Oh, we just lost you for a second there, Mike.
I'm going to have to drop you off.
I think he was talking, he got cut off, but I think he was talking about how good of a job the
response
first responders
team.
Did. And, you know, I think that's something that should be noted. Mm-hmm. I mean, they obviously did an unbelievable job, the trainers, the doctors. But I think in general, we don't thank those people enough or appreciate them enough. You know, I feel like at the start of COVID, everybody kind of did because you understood that they were taking a risk. by caring for people, right? Like, you know, they had to put all that equipment on, and there was like an outpouring of support for the medical services industry for like a year. But then I don't know. I mean, I got a bunch of tweets from people saying that they get treated like garbage. I am the opposite. I am like so thankful for any nurse or anybody that I ever deal with, because I'm just very appreciative.
Yeah, and I think I actually heard on a network yesterday that it sounds awful, but if you're going to have a heart incident or whatever, the only safer place than an NFL field is a hospital.
Yeah, because there's so many medical personnel.
And it can happen so rapidly. And I think the other point the caller was going to make is that we got to get these devices into
everywhere,
as many athletic fields. I know we have one at a golf course. it's just airports have them. And it really is. There's all kinds of kind of programs to get them in various communities, swim clubs everywhere.
And you can also, when we had the doctor on, our NovaCare doctor on yesterday, he made just a great kind of offhanded remark and said, "Hey, you can go get certified in CPR
to learn."
I know
that.
I did it. When Clark was in kindergarten, they offered it to all the parents, and we went and got certified.
And learn how to do the Heimlich thing.
And the Heimlich,
like, that saved Angelo's life, right?
Oh, God, yes, Spike Eskin.
Believe it or not, Ross.
That's
Spike
who you
Eskin
send the hate mail
life.
To, okay?
Wait, what?
No, Angelo was pretending to do some gag with somebody
with a
cheesesteak, and it got lodged in his throat, and Spike Eskin saved his life.
Really?
Yeah,
we're not lying.
Not lying. It actually,
I never heard that story.
No, it actually happened. And it was amazing. We thought he was like, you know,
we thought he was
fooling
joking,
around,
yeah.
But Spike, you
Spike
know,
realized
doesn't have
he
the
wasn't.
Same sense of humor. Knew that it was true.
Oh my God!
By the way, the signal is, if you are choking, is you should put your arms across your chest so people know, because you can't. I also had to give the Heimlich to somebody when I was in grade school, and they couldn't say anything.
They can't say.
They can't speak, and that's like the really scary. You got to
learn how. Learn all that. Learn all of that stuff.
I mean, it doesn't take long. I mean, a couple hours, you get trained.
And eventually, Angela said thank you. It was pretty cool. let's go on to Mike in Maple. Oh, Mike's back. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Sorry, guys. Yep. I was literally walking into the hospital when it picked up. But anyway, what I was getting to say is Ross made a very good point. The first minute is it's so important. It would be nice if we took all that money that Hamlin is making to buy more AEDs throughout the country versus toys. That first minute is the golden minute.
Yeah, they may. I mean, who knows where they'll go? But thank you for the call. We just made that point there. And it is amazing the response by the public.
Yeah. Well, because, listen, he started out this charity just for, I believe, a daycare in his small town. Yep. I mean, I don't know. How small is McKeesport, Ross? You would know. I think
it's McKees
that.
Rock, not
McKeesport. Oh, I'm sorry, McKees Rock.
And it's pretty small, but it's basically just suburban Pittsburgh.
But, yeah, so he, you know, he started it, and, you know, so people kind of went nuts. I think it's like at $6 million.
$6 million.
So here's what we can do. We can do both. They can do both with that charity. Yeah. They can give the kids their toys.
And this will raise awareness anyway. No,
that's a good point. I wasn't even thinking about that.
It's
yes.
just the awareness
that's
really.
That's more important than toys, or maybe split it down the middle or
we
whatever.
Can still get the baby's toys in the daycare that he was raising. Yeah.
So what's interesting about him is, by the way, he was like a really highly recruited prospect, and people thought he might go to Notre Dame or Ohio State or Penn State, and he was like, "No, I'm staying here. I'm going to Pitt." Like, he's a Pittsburgh. He's got a younger brother, and I was reading these quotes.
They love him there. Like, Mike Tomlin said, he's known him since he was 12.
Yeah, and then I was well, he was a very talented kid very early, but I was reading, you know, these quotes from his uncle, who I guess is the one giving out information now, and his uncle was back in Pittsburgh watching the game on TV with DeMar's younger brother. And, you know, he got hurt and they were like scared. And then he said it was uncontrollable sobbing for all of them. Like, it's bad if you're there.
Yeah.
Imagine the helpless feeling of watching on TV.
Oh, they said they got in the car and drove.
Uh-huh. Is that what they did?
Yeah, they got that. And, you know, and he said he hadn't slept in like, you know, 24 hours. Yeah, they drove right to the hospital.
Wow. Man, it's a story that's going to go on through here, and it is amazing, Russ, when you look at it, what what sports, like what it does for people, like how important it is in this country. To, I mean, it's not. This is not a sports story. It's like the lead story across the country.
I was on, like, in all sincerity, I was on TMZ yesterday. Like, TMZ reached out to me and said, can you come on to talk about this incident and what it means for the future of football? And part of me was like, oh, gosh, future of football. I know what they're trying to do here, and I almost didn't want to do it. But then I thought the opposite. Like, I need to go on there, and I need to make it clear this is not a football thing. This commotio cordis or commotio cordis.
Can happen to anybody. Yeah.
Yeah, it can it happens more in like lacrosse and baseball and softball. It's just a totally freak thing. That's the thing. There's two things that are going to happen here. Depending on how bad this is with DeMar Hamlin, there are going to be people that are going to try to correlate whatever, because they, you know, we had the doctor on yesterday, Rhea, that said that there's a chance of brain damage because of whatever, you know, you don't know.
Well, for how long he was without oxygen.
Right.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's, I think we all understand the basics of that for any kind of accident.
Yeah, so that's a concern. Yeah. So depending on what happens, you're going to have some people that equate that with the dangers of football and make it a football thing, which is not true. The other thing is that's going to happen here, whenever the NFL actually announces what they're going to do about that Bills-Bengals game.
Oh, everybody's going to hate it.
One way or the
other,
there are going to be a team that feels like they're getting a raw deal, and there's going to be all this outrage. And think about that. Like, we just had a guy that almost died. Yeah. His uncle said he died twice, and they brought him back. And yet, within a week, mark my words, within a week, when they announce what they're going to do about that game and how it affects seeding, whatever, people are going to be so mad at the NFL and outraged over how it might affect playoff seeding. Think about that in the big scheme of things.
Oh, no, that's what'll...
Well, that's what happened. That's unfortunately the way of the world.
Once you're 2 days... The worst take I've seen, Ross, is I don't know who it was that said they actually blamed the defensive player
for Bart Scott, I think.
I'm like...
No, that's horrible.
Offensive player. Higgins. They blame T. Higgins, which I don't really understand at all.
No.
I'm like, how can... That was irresponsible, I thought.
I totally agree. Yeah. I need to hear exactly what his argument. I'm guessing he thinks that T ducked his head.
Yes,
and put his
yes.
chest,
that's what he thinks.
His helmet into his chest. Yeah, I mean, that happens 30 times a game.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's check in. Let's go over to, I guess we'll go down to Sea Island and go to Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys. Listen, I don't care what the Giants do. I'm not worried about the Giants. I'm worried about the Eagles coaching staff. Let me tell you why. They played the Chicago Bears, one of the worst running teams in the league. So Sessions and the coach come up with a game plan, let's run our quarterback 17 times. They ruin his shoulder. Then they go to Dallas. They come up, then Gannon comes up with this wonderful scheme of all zones against one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and he goes 24 for 24 for 300 yards. Then they come back and they play the Saints. They took that game plan out of a Nintendo game or something. There was no game plan. It was ridiculous what they did. And if they do that with the Giants, the Eagles are going to go down to play Tom Brady in that game. That's going to be the season. Angelo's going to be done, and the Eagles are going to be done.
You are a breath of fresh air, Tom.
That's what, Rhea, I'm just telling you the truth.
I know. But how's your wife, Joanne, feel about it?
Let me tell you something, Rhea. If you would have saw her Sunday afternoon, I have a Eagle doll you tear apart and a Cowboys doll you tear apart. The two cats were mauling the Cowboys. And my wife was kicked that Eagle doll so hard, the head landed in her pot of bean soup.
Ross, just so you know, we've talked to Tom for years and years and years.
Okay.
And then like a week ago, his wife gets on the phone while he's there. And Angelo asked about Tom being so crazy during Eagles game. She goes, oh, I'm 1,000 times worse.
Yeah. I just can't believe you let your wife eat bean soup during an Eagles game.
That was for Al.
What?
That was for Monday, Al.
Oh, there we go. Thank God.
But it was, it's really, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, you get all of us were angry. Yeah.
No, it was an angry day.
And it was a nonsensical game plan. You're 1,000% correct.
That's why they got to come up with a game plan that makes sense against the Giants. And I don't care who the Giants start to beat them, but if they play like the last two games, forget it.
All right, you want a trivia question there, Tom?
I guess.
All right, Tom. What is the symbol for gold on the periodic table? What?
What? I'm going to give you a prize.
What is the
Jaws.
What is the
G.
No. What is the symbol for gold on the periodic table?
You are seriously asking people that. That's not
I
right.
have no idea.
Yes. What did Tom land on? Because he's getting
got number
prize.
Four. You got a $25 gift card to Wawa.
I'm with Al on this one.
Hey, thanks a lot.
It's AU, by the
Don't
way.
Don't just try to impress Ross because he went to Princeton.
AU.
I didn't know that answer.
So what you're saying is the three sports questions I have written right now, I should have chosen any of them. Yes,
correct.
Our callers don't know the periodic table from the dining room
Can
table.
Can I just say something?
What?
Ava, yes. If someone's listening to WIP at 8:37 a.m.
Really?
On their way to work,
periodic.
I am guessing that they're not big on the periodic table.
Oh,
okay,
God.
I mean, like, what are we doing here?
Ross,
you know, there's a lot of other stations that they can turn to on the radio, right? There's like a science, there's music, they can listen to like religious channels. If they're listening to WIP, they're not the type of people that have the periodic table memorized.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to ask where is Taylor Swift from? Would that be more
periodic
up
table.
Your alley?
That's better than AU for gold.
I will guarantee you that the word periodic table has never been on WIP before this, okay? Never.
That's actually a good pull by you, Al, to even know that the thing is called the periodic table.
I had to take some chemistry thing at school. I forget what it was called, but it was very difficult, and I just never went.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what's so funny? My daughters, right, they're getting to the age in school where they, like, learn stuff like this.
Oh, organic, yeah. I think it was called.
Right, yeah, whatever it is. But, like, and I don't remember any of it or know any of it. And so... But periodic table is a great, like, phrase to throw out there to act like, I'm proud of you, honey. You know, the periodic table is important.
I'd say, Kenny from the Dirty 30, I knew that AU was gold. Villanova education is what he said.
Really?
A friend of mine, Melissa Rappo, she came in. I knew gold was AU 100%.
But the Villanova, they only know the silk tablecloth. They don't know periodic table. Break the white tablecloth. That's all they know there.
Well, I will be taking directions
so
from
much
a
trouble.
Sorry.
When Angelo finds out we discussed the periodic table on today's show.
I'm going to get the Jeff and Mike and everybody else that are science scholars that want to call. Time of 94 WIP is 8:39, and time to tell you that one of the things you're going to love, because I love betting on the NFL, is that you're always going to find new player and game props that you absolutely have to get involved with. And that is what's really cool about FanDuel Sportsbook. And of course, that's in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You can combine these props with other bets from the same game, and you get an even bigger payout. Perfect for Sunday's games. Lots of big games. You know what's going on. How about a quarterback comes up? Maybe you think he's going to get that rushing touchdown, pick up where he left off. Maybe stumped a lot of passing yards because the guy's back in the lineup. Hey, same game, probably put it together. Just one of the reasons I really love FanDuel. It's easy to use. That's critical. I don't care if it's a phone, iPad, this, that, the other thing, whatever, tablet, 1, 2, 3, and you're in. And when you win, you get your winnings quickly. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. You're going to love this FanDuel app. There's no feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Just sign up today with the promo code AL for your no sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code AL. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. What happened here? We're 94WIP. I'm Morgani Real Hughes, and I'm going to ruin your day, Ross Tucker.
Oh, no.
So my man, I call him Waylon. He just comes in, John Ritchie. He looks like Waylon Jennings. He comes in, and I just offhandedly, we ask him, you know, he's in another room. Yeah, John, you know the symbol for gold in the periodic table? And he goes, oh, yeah, AU. So,
that doesn't ruin my day at all.
Stanford education.
Listen, I think one of the things I learned very early in Reading is learn the things that you need to know and the things that you don't.
Amen.
I don't want that in my brain somewhere. I don't want that. I already don't want to memorize. I have to memorize, like I do at Army Middle Tennessee State. I got to memorize all those kids' names. I already got a bunch of stuff in my brain I don't need or want anymore. I don't need periodic table AU so that maybe Ava Graham sometime in my life comes up with a terrible trivia question and I'm on the radio and I can say AU and sound smart.
Yeah. Well, Ross, I don't know if you're seeing all these tweets that were tagged in there, but everybody's saying that they listen and they do AU. So I'm just saying, some of our audience now is a little upset.
It's Radio Gold, Ross.
Listen, you know what? I am very – you know what's so funny about that, too? Who cares if you know that?
But I tell you, know, if you're on Jeopardy.
By the way, all those people that are tagging you, Ava, you know what they did? They went on their phones and they said, what's the symbol for gold? And
yes.
AU came up and they go, oh, yeah, it's AU. Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, when I host Quizzo, I tell people, like, keep your phones away. But you know people are out there. I always say, there's a reason why you're staring down under your table.
It's like when my daughters are showing me, like, the long division.
Oh my God! I hate that.
I'm like,
just
well,
use
Daddy.
A calculator.
They go, Daddy, is this right? I'm like, oh man.
No, that's politics.
In the real world, you just use a calculator.
That's right. And if you did know, if you'd watch the like Jeopardy and those game shows, the only information that you really need to know is the stuff you had to know by the sixth grade and then threw it away.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's kind of what that question was.
This nonsense.
And Ross, I love when I ask a question like that, and I do hear people go, who does care? Why are you guys? I'm like, it's just for fun, people.
Let's check in. Let's go back to football. We'll go over to up to Bristol, and we'll check in with Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Al. How are you?
Everything's great, Jeff. What's up?
Not much. I'm just out here getting some sun. But I have an equation, E equals MC squared. That's how many championships Eli won for the New York Giants. How do you like that fraction?
What the?
Hey, what are
anyway,
you, a Giants
but I wanted
fan?
To talk. I wanted to talk Eagles.
Yes.
And football. You know, like we all drive in our cars. We all fly on planes. We all drive on trains. You know, bad stuff happens on the road, but yet we continue to get in our cars. So for us to tell our kids to stop playing football because a freak injury happened is unacceptable and actually not responsible.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't think. I mean, I think football has had its problems anyway with kids. Although I got to say, my town had a resurgence over the last 2 years of kids playing football, and which is amazing since it's a soccer haven.
There are reasons for parents to make sure they're informed about football. There's obviously orthopedic issues that I think are pretty self-explanatory. And then if you do the research and you realize the concerns associated with the volume of hits to the head over time, those are real things that parents should take into account. But what I always say is the people that say, like, I would never let my kid play football, I always just wonder, well, how informed are you about what potentially leads to issues, right? Like when it comes to CT, because it's the volume of hits to the head over time. If your kid plays football for 1 year, that's not a concern. But then also there's the flip side of it. There's the people that I feel like have also done no research, that they don't have any concerns about it whatsoever. Right? I think that there's an informed middle ground there.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
It seems
last
to make
point
sense.
I want to make. So when I was 14 years old, I was a mile away from my house, and I was doing 75 in a car in a passenger seat, not wearing a seatbelt. And we hit an intersection, and I rolled like 8 times and got a skull fracture. You know, that was a mile from my house. And I'm healthy today. You know, I've had my share of head injuries, but like a football's lifespan is 3 to 5 years of, like, you know, pro football. You make your money in that 3 to 5 years, and you're set for life if you invest it right. You know, invest it in the New York Stock Exchange.
Well, right now, I don't know, but yeah, usually. All right, do you want to go for a trivia question there, Jeff?
I definitely want to try.
All right, what do you got for him, Ava?
All right, who had the most home runs for the Phillies this past season?
Well, it's not Mike Schmidt, 548, so I'm going to go Kyle Schwarber.
That is correct.
Absolutely, and you get a Keith Jones autographed Washington Capitals card. Well, yeah, you get a mile away from your.
Most accidents happen close to your home.
That's why I park a mile and a half away.
That's they're trying to keep you away.
Say park again.
Park.
Long have you lived here now?
I go home. I talk to people. It's a difficult thing to get rid of.
You've lived here for like 40 years, and you just said park.
I know. If I talk quickly, if I get mad, it's really bad.
That's same with me.
It's really bad. But if I'm if I'm trying to do a game, I try to.
Why is that, by the way? Why is that if you get mad,
it's really bad? It happens to everybody.
Where I grew up, when I was growing up, I would drop the G's off of all of my words, and my mom used to now I do the same thing with my kid. I'm always like, and he's like, stop already, it's annoying. And I'm going, why? My mom did the same thing. When I get mad, talk just like that.
Yeah. I had to do a game the other night with some names that are difficult for me, and I put a big, huge R in the middle, written down in front of me. So
R's are tough. So,
it's like, what's the joke? We take it out of park and put it in banana?
It's like when I was playing in college and they'd be like, touchdown, have it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is an accent that's, it's the same thing. You went to the same thing. You go through the same thing. You get hazed a bit because of it. So, I mean, you got some Ivies coming in, though, this year, right? Did anybody get drafted from there this year?
I think. Princeton has a kid that'll be in the Senior Bowl in the combine.
Nice.
He's really, really good. Yeah, he's a Hawaiian kid, receiver who can fly. So we'll see. Maybe he'll be an Eagle.
Yeah. And I'm fascinated in the NBA that the phenom that's coming up, whose name I can't say.
Wembanyama?
Yes. It's unbelievable to me. That I look at the name and I'm like, how is this ever going to – it has to be just a nickname eventually, right?
Oh, no. It's the crazy thing because, I have to do updates. When I write out Tua Tagovailoa's name, butcher it. I butchered it in 5 straight updates. When I say it, I can say it without a problem. I can't look at it. Giannis.
Oh.
I do Giannis attend to exactly. Yeah. I get to the third update, I just call him Giannis. I'm like, everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
I mean, I just do. I just go, I can't. And I try to phonetically spell it.
Just go for Giannis.
Tua Tagovailoa, I could say without a problem, live.
Yeah, just go with the Giannis. All right, Russ. So going into this game, what do you expect? How do you expect this thing to unfold?
Yeah, I do tend to think that Jalen Hurts is going to play, and I think that the Eagles are going to come out, take care of business early. I feel pretty good about it. I don't feel good about what they've done the last 3 weeks. I don't feel good about where they are right now, but I do kind of think the combination of Hurts being back will be a spark. I do think that they'll get off to a good start. I think Hurts being back and the good start will get the link rocking. I think they're going to get a bunch of sacks. They might even break the all-time NFL record for sacks in a year because Tyrod Taylor is going to be running for his life, because I don't even know if the Giants will start their top 2 tackles, and those guys couldn't block the Eagles a few weeks ago. So I'm expecting the Eagles to take care of business, 31-10, something like that, and have all of us hopefully next week feeling a lot better about them.
Is there anything to playing top-notch to get an MVP award for your quarterback?
I think that ship has sailed.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think it's going to be Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, I mean, Patrick Mahomes leads the NFL in rushing. I mean, he's got over 5,000 passing yards. He's got 40 touchdowns. The Chiefs are number one in yards, in scoring. He hasn't missed a game. It's very likely that they have another standalone game on Saturday against the Raiders. He'll probably play awesome. They'll probably win the game, be the number one seed. I think at that point it becomes a really tough argument for Hurts, having missed 2 games and Mahomes having played the whole year.
And without Hill. Just the numbers.
Yes. I don't know what
he's
was
phenomenal.
More.
Yeah.
No,
look, I'm doing that game, so I've been doing some research. He's 15-0 in his career on the road in division.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I mean, think about that. He's never lost a road division game. How is that possible?
Well, I don't know if I'm more disappointed in that or the fact you didn't know the periodic table number for gold. All right, Ross. Thanks for everything, and good luck this weekend, and go study up on your periodic table.
I'm studying up on the Raiders and Chiefs.
There you go.
I learn what I need to learn.
Nice.
See you guys.
All right, thanks, Ross. That's Ross Tucker giving us all the information we need. You got something for us, Ava?
No, I just have a live read.
All right, time of 94. Well, I'm going to give you your opportunity right now. Time of 94 WIP is 8:55.
Make some midweek magic with Light the Lamp Wednesdays at BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Place a $25 wager on any NHL player to score a goal on Wednesday, and you'll automatically receive $2 in free bets for every goal scored in the game, up to $16 in free bets. Just log into your account or download the app and sign up with BetMGM to get started. Then opt into Light the Lamp Wednesday's promotion to receive a $2 free bet for every goal scored in the game, only at BetMGM.
Brought to you by Meridian Bank. 13-3 Eagles will host the Giants Sunday, 4:25 at the Link. Eagles will hold a walkthrough today in advance of that regular season finale. Giants clinched a playoff spot. They cannot move up regardless of the outcome of the game, which obviously, however, is very important to the Birds in terms of the top seed, division title, and home field throughout. Meridian Bank's regional presence and community touch pair perfectly with business and entrepreneurial success. Find out why Meridian could be the right fit for your business at meridianbanker.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by MHS Lift. Cloudy with occasional rain, a high of 64. It is currently 56. MHS Lift is hiring for experienced technicians. Looking to join a winning team with great culture and leadership? Visit MHSLift.com today. That's MHSLift.com. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.